Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Rants of a Christian Millennial. And it's your girl, Onyinye. It's good to have you back, fam. How are you doing? If you're listening to this, congratulations. You made it to 2021. Yes, by the time I am recording this, I am recording this on the first day of the year 2021. So, congrats, you made it. You have, if you're listening to this, you have survived through a pandemic and you're still actively surviving a pandemic. If you're listening to this, you have survived a global recession. Whatever part of the world you're in, if you're listening to this, you have survived a very strong political and social and racial instability. If you're listening to this, you have survived Donald Trump's presidency. By chance, you're listening to this in the United States, you have gone through 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, and I would have to say that in itself is a miracle. That in itself is a miracle. So if you're listening to this, you are a survivor, you are a champion, and I just want to take a moment to celebrate you. Hold on, my mic just fell while I was trying to clap. Okay, take a moment to celebrate you. Wow, yes, we made it. And I feel like 2020 was really that kind of year where it's like everybody was like, I'm done, like we're ready, like we ready to say goodbye. I really feel like that's how everybody felt. And it makes sense, right? It makes sense that everybody was ready to just close the chapter on 2020. Maybe erase our entire memories. You know, the Vampire Diaries. I don't know if you guys watch Vampire Diaries. Like, if you meet a vampire, then they will, like, compel you and erase your memory. That type of thing. Don't ask me how I know. I had very interesting interests as a younger adult, but anyways, I feel like it makes sense that we're all ready to close the chapters and the doors on the gates of 2020, because it was really that kind of year where it seemed like everything was happening back to back. It was almost like there was no moment of silence, you know, like if things were quiet for like 1 week, the next thing you just hear another thing, you're like, oh my god, I'm tired of all of this stuff, can I just shut out the world? And then you shut out the world and you come back and realize that the world was even a messier place now you met it where you shut out the world, you know. So it was really that kind of year, and it was a very, very long year. You know, I feel like we were in 2020 for like almost 10 years. It was that kind of year that just kept on dragging and taking forever. Part of it was probably because we're in quarantine and we're at home a lot. And then it was also strange because it was also that kind of year that seemed to go fast too. So like generally, like 2020 really got us all messed up, you know. It got us all messed up. It really did a number on us. I feel like it was really that kind of year where it's like, for the first time, humans did not have any answer to anything. You know, we humans, we're like, we know too much. We're over sabi, we're I too know, you know. And I feel like 2020 really knocked the air out of us. We didn't have any answers to anything. Hence the reason why a lot of like conspiracy theorists kept coming up and popping out here and there, because you know, when we don't have answers to things that we cannot understand or we cannot perceive with our puny human minds, we start looking for very outrageous stories, but story for another day. But yeah, it really knocked the wind out of a lot of us, and it makes sense that we're all ready to close it and just call it a day, or call it a year, or whatever it was. But and it's very interesting because I feel like this time period comes with very interesting sentiments, you know, like that time border between the year that is about to be over and a year that is about to begin. People get very like philosophical and people get very sentimental. You hear people say things like new you, new year, new me, or things like I give the energy. The energy you give is the energy you receive. Or people start like doing new year resolutions and stuff like that. I feel like with everything that happened in 2020, the sentiments that came with the year was more heightened. And I feel like the sentiments that came with this one was more about like this need to just completely turn off all the things that had happened in 2020, as if once the clock turned 12:01 to 2021, like all of the problems and all of the things that happened will completely erase and our memories will be cleaned and we will just done. We just start on a new slate. Tabula rasa, if you would like to call it that. Like just completely new, different. And everything will just end. And everything, the world will just be a better place. And honestly, as much as that is good for positive thinking, and as much as that will get us through the next day and maybe help us sleep well, I honestly don't think that it's a very healthy or productive mindset to have, you know. And honestly, I'm not trying to be cynical, but here's the reason why I say so. Because the thing about it is that a lot of the things that happened, or a lot of the reasons why we think 2020 was a bad year, they still actually exist now in 2021. For example, the clock stroke at midnight did not automatically eradicate or make COVID disappear. We're still in a pandemic. Some countries are still in a recession. Human beings are still being awfully nasty and awfully wicked to each other. You know, a lot of the things that we thought made 2020 wrong or 2020 bad is still happening right now in 2021. So just trying to think positive, or trying to, you know, say things, you know, it's like it would not, that's not a factor of as to whether our year will be good or not. You know, I actually believe that a measure of whether we have a good year or not is how we react to the challenges that will come our way. You know, it's not, a good year will not happen if we wish it away, or if we wish that good things will happen. Because this new year is going to come with its challenges. This new year is going to come with a lot of messy things, you know. I don't know, maybe in a higher scale than 2020, or in a lower scale. I don't know what it is, because we know in part and we see in part. But I feel like the best position we can, or the best thing we can do, is to position ourselves to be able to confront whatever challenges come our way this year. And I feel like in confronting those challenges and responding to those challenges, that would be a good measure as to whether we had a good year or not. You know, a good year is not the absence of challenges. And 2020 taught us all that, you know. Even in the midst of everything that happened, we're, some as humans, we're still able to thrive a little bit. So a good year is not the absence of that. A good year is the presence of how you respond to whatever is thrown in your face. So I think for me, what I've really been trying to do, even though like the last couple of days of 2020, I was a little anxious about this year, 2021. So what I really decided to do was to start trying to pray and ask God to just give me the grace to be able to get through the year, to be able to face the challenges, to be able to position myself for what He's doing in the earth, you know. So I feel like that in itself is a healthier approach to sorry for the slight interruption. Times like this, my house is always like filled with my really loved family friends. But like I was saying, I feel like that's a much healthier approach. I'm not just acting like everything is going to erase, all the problems are going to erase, and bad things are not going to happen. Like, it's not, it's bad for our psyche, and it's bad for our stability as human beings, you know. So yeah, that's my take. But that said, I do pray for you that 2020 will be the year that you experience God's love, that you experience His peace that will supersede understanding, you know, His peace that will be greater than whatever challenges or whatever disappointments or whatever is going to happen this year. I pray that 2020 will be the year where you truly evolve to be the better version of yourself, and not just in a superficial post on social media type of way, but in a true and deep way where you yourself, you will not be able to deny that something has truly changed within me. I pray that 2020 will be the year that you truly leave, regardless of everything that's going on, and you truly embrace life for what it is. Okay, so yeah, that's what today's rant is about. Your girl is signing off now. I'm probably going to stick around a little more. It's probably about like 9 or 10, probably up to almost like 11. So I'm probably going to stick around a little more, probably watch a movie, clean up makeup for my face, say prayer, and then I'll call the first of January, first day of January 2021, call it the end. I hope to hear from you soon. Don't forget to subscribe to Rants of a Christian Millennial on everywhere you listen to podcasts. I can't emphasize enough, we're everywhere. We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play. We're everywhere, so you really have no excuse to not tune in, okay? I'll come for you. If you don't want me to come for you, subscribe and we'll be friends again. All right, it's your girl signing out. Blessings. Bye.